AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 792 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Marie, but before we get to that, I do want to mention that today is February 1st, for those of you who are listening to this. And I'm excited because at the end of this month, I'm going to be launching my brand new course, which is smartfromscratch.com. It's already been validated with over 100 students who've gone and taken the course. And I'm excited to share it publicly once we've refined it and taken that feedback from those first set of students and then revamped it and put it out there later this month. So if you all want to check it out and get on the wait list, check it out at smartfromscratch.com. All right, now here's today's question from Marie.
Hi, Pat. It's Mary here from France. I hope you're good. I have this question for you. I'm preparing an e-course for kids, and I want it to be so really easy to use. And I want my videos to be protected. So what tools would you recommend? Like, I heard YouTube is not really good, you know, for your video safety. How about Vimeo? The plus or pro option. So yeah, I really would like to hear your opinion on that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Marie, thank you so much for the question today. There are a number of different approaches here, and I definitely wouldn't recommend YouTube for any e-courses that you're doing unless it's a public course that you're sharing online, similar to what I have at, for example, podcastingtutorial.com. That's a blog post that I wrote that has 6 videos that all teach people how to start a podcast, and those are on YouTube. They are hosted on YouTube, and the reason for that is because it's easy to access. I can get found via search on YouTube, which is important for more traffic and more eyes and viewers watching it. And again, like I said, it's freely available, so I'm not charging for it. I use that as a tool to get to provide a ton of great content up front for people so that they can get involved with the brand and I can start to build a relationship with them. And every once in a while, it's great to promote and put out a course like that. And I would recommend using YouTube for that purpose, for the public sort of courses that you come out with. But if it's something that's a product that you're coming out with, how do you make your videos safe and secure? Well, there's a number of different approaches, like I said. If you go with a platform that already exists, so you're not using a plugin where you're building your own website and making that secure yourself, but if you're using something like Teachable.com, which is an amazing tool that I've been using, I'm actually using that to host my upcoming course, Smart From Scratch. I've also used it to host a free course that is for the readers of Will It Fly to get their email addresses, and that's been working out really well too. So I highly recommend Teachable.com. You can check it out at askpat.com/teachable. But what's nice about that is the platform's already there, so all you have to do is upload the content. It's already laid out the way it should be. They have a team of 20-plus people, I think, over there who are specifically focused on helping you create your courses and your students succeeding in those courses, which is what I love about them, which is why recently, I don't know if I've mentioned this here on Ask Pat at least, but I've also become an advisor for this company as well, and I'm going to be using them a lot more. And the cool thing about this is when you upload your videos through Teachable, you're hosting it on their own hosting plan. You're not paying any extra for videos. They are secure. They're only accessible through when people log in, and that's already set up for you, like I said. I believe they use Wistia to host their videos, which is an even better bonus because Wistia, similar to Vimeo, which you mentioned, and I'll talk about them in just a second, but Wistia is an extremely high quality video hosting platform that gives you a lot of insights into analytics and stuff, which you can use within Teachable or even on its own if you're using other plugins and stuff to create your own membership site or e-course site. It gives you some fantastic analytics to help you understand how your students are going through your videos, what parts are great, what parts are not great, so you can improve it for your students down the road. Vimeo is a great tool. So if you are hosting your e-course or your membership site on your own site, not on something like Teachable, then Vimeo, Wistia, those are both great options. I believe the plus or the pro level would work, but I can't confirm that right now. But I have gotten access to Vimeo's pro before, and I have used it for serving coursework and materials and same thing with Wistia as well. And that's always worked out really well. And yeah, so those are ways that you can put those videos onto a password protected site. That's really where the privacy comes from. And on those sites, both Wistia, or not Wistia, Vimeo and Wistia, you can set it so that each video can only be played on a specific domain. So that would be the domain name of your product or your website. That way people can't take it and share it or embed it on their own websites. So hopefully that makes sense, Marie. Thank you so much for the question. I want to wish you all the best of luck. So cool that you're creating a product for kids. I hope it helps many kids around the world. And I hope all is well in France. And I hope to visit there someday. So until then, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd love potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. If you have a moment to start off the month and you want to give something back to me, just head on over to iTunes and leave a review for Ask Pat. I don't ask very often, but it would be really helpful, and I really appreciate that. And finally, here's a quote to finish off the day by Thomas A. Edison, who has had a quote here featured on Ask Pat several times in the past, but I love this quote, and that quote is, "Everything comes to him who hustles while he waits." Think about that. Hustle while you wait. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now.